Welcome back. Part two. Tell her how it is. No filter. Remember, I was shuffling. What friggin' episode is this? 213, 212. It'll be in the timestamps. Anyway, let's get right back. So I left off with the friendship, friend zone, the mistakes women and men make. Go back to part one to really get what message I was sending with that. Just keep it real, y'all, is the bottom line. Next, sex with your side piece versus your main. Ooh. Does that mean I'm advocating cheating? No, I'm telling you that it happens. And who knows and who doesn't know is not my business or problem. But if you are in this type of life, and this is what you do, I'm mainly talking to the fellas. So let me get this correct. You can leave comments if I'm wrong or if you disagree. The purpose of the side piece, in most cases, for men, is to get a little freakier, right? Cross a couple of T's and dot a couple I's is not happening at home. Because in a real relationship, y'all got other shit going on, bills, etc. Do I have to really walk you through the responsibilities of a real relationship, especially in the Western civilization where both parties have to work and contribute most likely? No one's staying home, really. So that's going on justified. So that sexual experience may not be enough, or how can I say, often. We're not talking quality here, because hopefully you choose a main that it's quality every time, even if it's not enough of the time. Feel me? So you're getting it, but not at the time. You might need 3 times a week, 2 times, etc., whatever your number is. That's not happening because of life going on, right? So the side piece is supposed to kind of fill that void because you're not getting it enough. It gets twisted because the side piece, sorry ladies, they don't have a guaranteed position. They might be cool with that. And their sexual appetite's just high enough to give you and fulfill all the needs you think you need. So there's some that's just like that, whether they don't have a position, they don't give a fuck about a position, they like the side piece stance, they might still be energetic like that. But for the ones who want a position, they will perform accordingly because they think they may have a chance. But you're still going to get got because if you end up like, no disrespect, Alicia Keys, Swiss Beats, where the side piece becomes the main, it's going to slow down. Because again, when you get into real relationships, other shit happen. That fantasy of this sexual escapade all the time, at will, like a request button, it just doesn't really happen when you got responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? And you got to get mature to the point where you know that's coming. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get it twisted for shit that's really empty. Like, hopefully your relationship doesn't, go into these large gaps of months. Now, that's crazy. But it's not going to be as much as you want, fam. Talk to the guys here. Guys are horny till the day they die. You know what I mean? You could get older and kind of try to control it mentally, but at the drop of a dime, you're ready to get it in. Sorry, fellas. Let's just keep it a stack. Every time. Every fucking day, if possible. But, and then, women, if they're watching, they can crack jokes and say, y'all niggas don't even last long enough to be wanting it long all the time like that. So, you set yourself up. But the mental still says horny is the way, fellas. But, again, real relationships versus just having that type of fun, you can never really combine that for too long. Don't get it twisted, though. Like, again, the side piece doesn't have a position that's guaranteed, so they may be performing at high levels because they're trying to get that. Or they have their own thing going on the side where they understand that it's not going down like that, and they need a release as well. Either way, these strategies don't work forever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, I don't know. Like, you eat dinner at home and then you go outside to go get a burger or a slice. Like, you're just being greedy. It's like extra. So, it'll eventually catch up. I mean, unless it's understood and discussed that you can play like that. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy with acceptance of that or just keeping it out of your man's face as long as they don't find out. It's a lot of politics. But either way, that's the mental behind it. It only feels good because, one, you're not supposed to be doing it. Two, nobody has a guaranteed position, so you perform. What do you do at a job when they tell you this is based on performance? So the probationary period, you're on time, maybe even early, and you're performing at a high level. Once the position's guaranteed, you might be 5-10 minutes late. Nigga's not gonna fire me. So that's that with that. And last, before my health tips, understanding why a woman would complain about not enough sex with their partner or not being able to arouse him. So I got that from, I don't want to make it a race thing, but it was like a white couple that the woman was like, she can't get him aroused. I don't know, you know, I could try to save it with the whole, like I said, life and responsibilities, overworking, not enough rest. But I don't know, ladies, I can't really bail you out on this one, because if your man made a smart selection and he is fully attracted to you all the time, like, I don't really mention other platforms anymore, but I will mention Alpha Male Strategies. He said, fellas, you got to choose a woman that you think is a 10, 9 at minimum. None of this low-hanging fruit. So if you view your partner as a 9 or a 10, fully attracted, I don't understand why a woman would have this complaint unless he just never really was performing at a high level for her. Or things could change and all that other politics. But, ladies, my advice, if your man feels like, well, I don't know, he should tell you, you should know how he views you. It doesn't take much. So this whole not being able to arouse and all of that, I think that's just maybe they just disconnect and it's a wrap. Because if your man views you like that, you can always arouse him. Not always. A high accuracy rate of arousal. Feel me? Like, there's those little bumps in the road where, okay, whatever. But majority of the time, it's the little things. And if you paid attention to what happened in the beginning, how y'all even got to where y'all are, you could kind of recycle those. You know what I mean? Men don't really need much. Like, the hairness is crazy to me. Like, unless there's something just going on in that relationship where he's checked out or she checked out. But it's not really difficult. I feel like women have it a little bit easier with this. As long as the man chose, high attraction rate. You know, it's not all about looks, but you have to be highly attracted to your partner. Then her job is a little bit easier. Because, again, it's little things that she do. The low-hanging fruit got a lot of work to put in. Feel me? Because it's like, oh, look at this motherfucker. But the performance is excellent almost all of the time. So, ladies, snap out of it. See that your partner is really into you. There's signs, there's things you can tell. Women are very observant, and you should be able to know these things. So a little bump here or there where, you know, it wasn't successful doesn't mean, you know, go run for the hills or panic. Again, real life is real life. Shit happens, but you should have a good success rate of the bedroom with your partner. So I didn't understand that, and pay attention to your partner really close. You know what I mean? So that's that. I'm not going to stay on that much longer. And then we're going to end with health tip. I'm kind of recycling the same health things. I'm trying to drill it in your head that, you know, if you're just doing these things repeatedly, it'll help. I say things like drink plenty of water, the whole half your body weight and all of that. I keep, you know, it's like beating a dead horse. But if you start to really listen, you'll be good. So this is what I got for you. So, fellas, any recreational sports you partake in, basketball, baseball, football, well, softball, running, even walking, if you mix that, I'm not going to give you a specific time, should be more than a half hour though. If you mix that with a regular workout, that is so crucial and effective, because if you're like me, we're kind of getting tired of the bike, elliptical, treadmill. I don't know the last time I was on a treadmill. So That's the cardio. And they're saying that to really get the full effect, you need, your heart rate needs to be targeted. So if you have this recreational love, I know you can't do it every time, but once out the week, twice out the week, you got gyms like, for my basketball heads, LA Fitness, where you can play ball and then go work out. You don't got to lift the entire gym, but if you play ball and did a little bit of something, you don't understand how effective that is. And of course, the diet is always in there as a role. But pick something that you like doing. People sleep on walking. I'm not talking a fucking block. But if you normally take the bus and the bus ride is 15 minutes, so the walk would be a half, walk. I mean, the weather's starting to break. I don't expect you to do that in the wintertime. But when the weather breaks, some of those rides, if you walk and then you go, let's say to the gym, you took the bus to the gym, perfect. It ain't going to always land this way. But in those scenarios where you could take the bus to the gym, walk to the gym, work out, walk your ass back, and you ain't got to do no cardio in the gym because that was good enough. I know some people try to discredit the smartwatches that tell you how many steps you do a day. If you, I've been seeing numbers like 10,000, 11,000 for me because of the job I do. I mean, I still do other things. I don't really just count that, but it do count. It do count. And I learned a sad lesson that I was trying to actually do with my body fat. Let me tell you about body fat if you did not know, but I hope you knew. You can't really reduce it without reducing weight as well. Unless you're like this super mega 6 days in the gym ass person. So I was trying to achieve a goal where I want to be at around 200 the most, 195, and have a 20% or less body fat. I'm told that's impossible based on my life. That's impossible unless I'm in the gym 6 days a week. And that will never happen while working and all the other shit I do. So I'm going to have to grasp reality and either lose weight to be around 180 to probably achieve this. But I don't want to lose some people in life because they're going to think I'm a crackhead. Because me at 180 probably would look crazy. So, jokingly, I'm going to just accept it. I'm going to try to knock down a few more. So maybe I'll go to 190 the most. And I'm not even saying that's a definite. But enough about me. If you have a body fat or weight goal, just know they're hand in hand. You got to lose the weight to lose the body fat or be in the gym 6 days a week, lifting everything. Feel me? So till the next time, all of my important info will be in the timestamps. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay safe. I holla. Peace. You hear the-